From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 6th, 2020. This week is our annual preview of the Virginia General Assembly, which convenes this year on January 8th and is scheduled to adjourn on March 7th. We start by dropping in on some of the work that went on before the opening gavel of the 2020 Assembly. Have a listen for about 35 seconds.
Good morning. I'm Delegate Nick Rush. I represent the 7th District. That's Montgomery, Pulaski, and Floyd counties. As Charles and Bill said, we're here for the public hearing. We're happy so many folks showed up today. Know that this is the governor's budget. It is not the House of Delegates, Senator Carrico's, or Charlie Poindexter's budget. And so we're here to hear your comments and then take those, as we've done for over the last decades, to Richmond to represent your views. So thank y'all for coming.
You've been listening to Virginia House of Delegates member Nick Rush during a January 2nd, 2020 public hearing in Blacksburg on Governor Ralph Northam's proposed biennial state budget. That hearing was one of four held around the state that day, following presentation of the governor's budget in December. Proposals from the governor and legislators' forums for public input are two kinds of activities leading up to a General Assembly session. Other activities include studies conducted during the year as called for by a previous General Assembly, meetings by various legislative committees and commissions, such as the State Water Commission, to consider issues for possible legislation, and pre-filing of measures by Assembly members. For example, as of January 3rd, almost 800 bills or resolutions had already been introduced for the 2020 session. Once a session begins, typically over 2,000 bills and resolutions will be considered, along with the budget. Probably 100 to 200 of those measures will relate to water resources, either directly through impacts on aquatic life, water supply, or other water uses, or indirectly through land uses that affect water. The budget also affects water, particularly through funding of water-related departments, such as conservation and recreation, environmental quality, game and inland fisheries, and the Marine Resources Commission. Action on measures in the General Assembly involves subcommittees, full committees, and floor debate, and passed bills go to the governor for approval, veto, or proposed changes. All along the way, citizens, interest groups, and other stakeholders vie to have a say through information and opinions. You can join in by following the Assembly's work and by communicating with your local delegate or senator about issues of concern. Tools to help you do so are available online at virginiageneralassembly.gov. We close with part of a song whose title recalls what many people at the Virginia General Assembly are aiming to do for their particular issues. Here's some of "Try to Change It" by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg.
Try to change it. Why can't I change it? Strength of will, push and pull, I'm betting on that train. Strength of will, push and pull, I'm betting on that train.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.